I must say that this Crow Committee did, I think, a very good job. The discipline had to be modified because thanks to the riots, there wasn't enough time for the faculty to give to that. For example, for one semester I was on what we made the Committee of Discipline Appeals. Mm-hmm. Well, I could hardly teach. Day and night I was up in the law school playing judge. Oh. It was terrible. So eventually that was modified. Instead, there is still a Committee of Appeals, but instead of the lower sort of thing, there is now one trial examiner. Professor Cutts of the law school, now retired, was that for a while. So one lawyer trial examines it and then they can appeal, and that's a faculty committee of appeals. But remember, before that it was Dean Zillman and a few faculty and Miss Madden, as far as I know. It was just dreadful. I spent a lot of my time defending students for sex offenses, so to speak, yes? I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh, yes, and there's one other thing. How did that all come about? What is the prelude to the Crow Committee? The prelude to the Crow Committee is something that should not be forgotten. During the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, quite a few years, every Wednesday, about 30 faculty had lunch together under the auspices of Martha Peterson, who was then Dean of Women first, mm-hmm. remember? And Fred was there. And there we discussed student affairs, student discipline, student rules and regulations. That was the beginning of all that change, before the riots.
But she initiated.
But she initiated. And then Martha became, of course, Dean of Students, but she was Dean of Women, and it used to be women's thing. She was always furious, because after every meeting, President LVM used to turn to her and say, Martha Peterson, what is the women's viewpoint? She was sort of really the token woman. But she was a marvelous person, of course. I mean, absolutely, yes? So she initiated that. But of course, under Dean Zillman, we weren't going to get anywhere. Under LVM, neither.
Yeah.
So we didn't get anywhere till the riots.